Well, Mono started to make mutants. He make mutants which were unable to use lactose, that is to eat lactose and to metabolize lactose. And he showed that in this some of these mutants, there was no galactosidase made. So that was a gene which controlled the synthesis of galactosidase. Then they found also that there was another gene closely adjacent, which turned out to be adjacent to the first one, which had to do with the entry of lactose in the cell, and they call that permease. So bacteria could become unable to utilize lactose, either because they were unable to make the enzyme which cut the lactose, or because they became unable to concentrate lactose in the cell. In addition, in most wild-type E. coli, that is a coli you find in nature, in the guts of all of us, the enzyme is inducible, as we said. That is, it's made only in the presence of galactoside. But they also found, the Mono group found, that there are mutants which are able to make the enzyme without a galactoside. So the first one, which is the normal, were called inducible, and the other one was called constitutive. And the question was, why is it constitutive?